did you ever wonder how strong your physical body is? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Did you ever wonder how strong your physical body is? We all do. We all put ourselves to the test sometimes, but there are several ways we can put ourselves to the test. One way we can put ourselves to the test is by saying, I can do it. And another way we can put ourselves to the test is saying, I wonder if I'm strong enough. And another way we can put ourselves to the test is that, oh, that's much too heavy, that's much too arduous a task for me to engage in myself. And then there's another thought we can put ourselves to. We can say, no way I could do it. No way. There's just no way. That is beyond my capacity. And then the car runs over a child and the woman lifts the car up and pulls the child out. Impossible? You bet it's impossible. It's impossible when we think we can't do it. Had that woman thought she could not do it, she would not have been able to do it. A man fell out of an airplane from high up in the sky. No matter how high, high is high. And he was in the Air Force. And he fell out, and his parachute did not open. And he landed on the ground with a kerthump-palump. And every bone of his body was broken. And he was taken in to be repaired. And it took a great deal of work, but they did it. They put him back together again. Amazed that he was even alive. And yet he was. And then they told him all the stories that they would tell a person, you can't do this and you won't do that and you'll never be a good athlete, you'll never be able to play sports. And so the man decided he would. He was taking that challenge and he was meeting it by doing it. And he did do it. Amazing, isn't it? We don't hear of these stories every day. We don't hear of these events every day because these events are something rather unique. It's not that the opportunity and possibility are unique, but it's the idea that we have taken, we've taken the call, we've taken the bit in our mouth and we said, I can do it. I shall do it. I will do it. I do it. Just like President Obama says to the people, we can walk through this challenge of our down economy and bring out a nation that's magical and wonderful as the nation is. And with his charisma, with his imagination, with his desire, he's doing it. Oh, they're still challenging him. They're still contesting him. They're still giving him all sorts of problems. But he's holding true to his belief. He's working as diligently as he can to accomplish it. He's going to walk again after falling out of an airplane without a parachute. Because this is so difficult for all of us. We look at our life and we say, how can we accomplish what we want to accomplish? How can we achieve what we want to achieve? How can we do it? It just doesn't seem possible. And perhaps it isn't possible for an ordinary person. But for a person who knows who he is and knows what his reality is, for a person who knows that he is more than his body, he is more than his mind, he is more than all that he has ever seen before, for a person who looks to the divine, who looks to the reality of life, who looks to the imagination and the wonderment of all, for such a person, anything is possible. Well, now, you and I can be that person, you know. We can. We can. We can dream our wildest dreams. We can have our most amazing ideas in our consciousness, and we can rise to them. It doesn't matter. Children have foolish dreams, and they accomplish them. Parents laughingly say, "My son is going to be the president." Now the women can say, "My daughter is going to be the president." Well, that'll come. That'll come. Everything is possible. And as time goes on, it becomes more reasonable that it's possible. It becomes more reasonable that these things will take place. Now, is there any reason why anyone cannot become president? Is there some reason why an autistic child who gathers a hold of himself and takes charge of his body and his mind and his affairs and in some magical way, he too could become president of the United States? Can you imagine some paraplegic taking mental power of his attitude and seeking to be the president of the United States and being a being of power and magic and wonder and ideas and dreams and motivations? Yes, he could do it. It is our mind. It is our spirit. It is the power within us. This is the motivating activity of our life. This is what brings people to us. This is our charisma. And our charisma is what is guiding us, directing us, leading us to all that we want to do. Oh yes, there are people going around in this world who are teaching healing and wholeness and spiritual healing and spiritual wholeness. They're teaching mental wholeness. They're teaching mental agility. They're teaching all these wonderful things, and they themselves are not necessarily the 100% picture of that. How many of our psychiatrists have tremendous problems? How many of our psychologists have tremendous problems? How many of our ministers have tremendous problems? And they go out and they teach. And they teach the people to believe in themselves. They teach the people to do the very thing they're seeking to learn and do themselves. We teach best what we most need to learn. We teach best what we most need to reveal in our life. You and I, we can reveal in our life right now all of the magic, all of the wonder, all of the unbelievable experiences. The unbelievable, that's just part of the game of life. If we knew all of the miracles that happened about us every day, we would no longer think of a miracle as something unusual. Because a miracle is something that happens all the time. If you want to call a man falling out of an airplane and living to tell about it and becoming a marathon athlete. If you want to talk about a person who has lost their wealth and lost their family. Like the story in the Bible of Job, a good illustration. And they regain it. Job had a lot of help in the Bible, but men and women who lose everything but believe in themselves regain it quickly. You and I, we can use just a little bit of this charisma, a little bit of this magic, a little bit of this everyday variety magic, and put it to work in our life, and we too can accomplish all the dreams of our heart. Whether that dream be a physical body that's whole and perfect, whether that dream be a relationship that's in order, whether that dream be success in business or inventiveness, whether that dream be creativity of being an artist of one sort or another, it doesn't matter. Whether that dream be just that you go out and you tell stories and you're a storyteller, and people listen to your stories, and in your stories you have little motives and you have little values. You have judgments, not necessarily judgments negative, but you have judgments positive. I can do it. And when you go out and you live these things and you share these things and you teach these things and you are these things, what a wonderful world you live in. But by your choice, by your choice. It's your charisma. It's your imagination. It's you that's doing this. Now, is that wonderful or is that not wonderful? Is that powerful or is that not powerful? My goodness, yes, it's powerful. Dream your wildest dream and watch your wildest dream reveal itself in your life in such a wonderful way that we can do it, we do it, and we are it. And it's wonderful. And believe it or not, today is the first day of the time forward, and I thought it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's 8 o'clock already. So I'm off to breakfast. So, have a lovely day, and watch what happens when you believe in yourself. And when you fall out of an airplane, you'll get up and walk away. When you have all sorts of problems, when you turn on your charisma, the problems are gone. Have a lovely day, and know that I'm with you all the way. I love you. I love you. I love you.